This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we go in studio with Minneapolis artist Sam Cassidy. KQAL's Bill Stoneberg sat down with Cassidy to discuss his new album, Running Blind. Running Blind is a concept piece that tells the story of a robbery gone wrong. We'll also get to hear a sample of Cassidy's signature Americana blend in an exclusive in-studio performance. Now here's KQAL's Bill Stoneberg with Sam Cassidy on the Live Feed.
I'm here with Sam Cassidy. He's from Minneapolis, and he's been gracious enough to come in the studio with us today. And thanks so much for being on our show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You have a new album out. Came out in March called Running Blind. It's a concept album that tells a story of a robbery gone wrong.
That's true.
In this day and age of like downloadable singles and stuff, why did you decide to do a concept album?
It came to me, and I thought It seemed worth chasing. So I wrote one song and thought there's more here. And I think for me it's a little easier to write if there's like a specific thing to write about.
Okay, sure.
So that helped in the writing process a bit.
How did, where was the inspiration for the story? How did that come about?
Honestly, just came. I wrote the song that's kind of the keystone to the whole thing called Perfect Plan. And that sort of tells the story that happens. It just happened, and initially it was just a standalone thing, and it was one of those lucky days.
Cool. And it just kind of grew from there, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well, how about we get right into some music?
Let's do it.
Do you want to play something for us?
Yeah.
What do you got for us here?
Play a song called Hear Me Out.
Okay.
Stretching far back as I can remember, we've been running round. Just the two of us before she ran off somewhere over ground. You were always telling me you hated this town, always talking how it swallowed your dreams. Don't tell me you won't listen, listen to me. Well, I'm calling you to tell you, I know you wanna leave it all behind, but I'm giving you a reason, you gotta hear me out. When you're living your life like I do, you start to feel the weight. So me and Johnny, yeah, we got to thinking, hey, we can make a play. I don't wanna talk about doing the right thing, I wanna talk about getting out. Don't tell me you won't listen, we all got a doubt. Well, I'm calling you to tell you, I know you wanna leave it all behind, but I'm asking you a favor, gotta hear me out. All I'm asking for is one more favor, just lend a helping hand. I ain't telling you you owe me nothing, but I could use a friend. You gotta remember now where you came from. Don't forget about who you are. Don't tell me you won't listen. We come too far. Well, I'm calling you to tell you. Yeah, I know you wanna leave it all behind. I'm giving you a reason. Gotta hear me out.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Thanks.
I love it.
Thanks.
You got a great voice, man.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
And
appreciate it.
It just, there's a lot of, this is something I kind of wanted to talk about. I'll talk about it a little later, but there's a lot of stuff that's labeled Americana these days.
Sure.
But I think you really bring out that sound, the real true Americana sound. So
yeah, thanks, man.
It's really cool. So, you know, you have that sound, you know, that Americana sound. You draw from, you know, different things from the past, and, you know, kind of make it new and fresh, mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I noticed on, you know, your new album, Running Blind, the lyrics, you know, it tells a story, but the lyrics also kind of stretch kind of broader than that, and it kind of, they're relatable as well, you know. Did you kind of work on that on purpose, or?
I did, yeah. It was really important that, because a concept record, oftentimes you think of like a Yes album.
Right.
Like space involved or something like that, which right. I was trying to, like, it was really important that all the songs could stand alone.
Okay,
you didn't have to know. You didn't have to know everything that was going on in the story for it to make sense.
Right.
So hopefully, yeah. And I always try to, like, the trick is to write specifically, but also broadly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delicate.
It is. But it is.
That's
yeah.
That's the goal. And sometimes you get lucky, I guess.
Cool. That's, yeah. I'm seriously, that's, to me, that's quite impressive that you can do that, you know, especially on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, to like craft that, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The record, in a way, it reminded me of, because of that fact, it reminded me of Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger,
yeah,
where
totally.
It tells a story, but each song can stand on its own as well.
Yeah,
you
can hear any song on that record.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to some music.
Cool.
What else you got for us?
This, I'll play a song called Chance You Take. So this one, it's the night before the big robbery, and mm-hmm. this song is sung from one of the dude's girlfriend. And she's supportive of him. She's not convinced that it's the right thing to do, but she loves him and she stands by him, for better or for worse.
All right.
In this case, you know, she may need to rethink that, but, you know, we'll leave that up to you.
Right.
And you're sitting with your feet up, checking the time, trying to hide the weight of what tomorrow brings for me tonight. I can see it in the way you hold your shoulders and how you're trying to make me smile. Hell or high water, I'ma tell you one thing, I'll make it out alive. If you think it's the right thing, sometimes that's a chance you gotta take. Sometimes that's a chance you gotta take. Rode along with your mother for the first time. She came to bail you out. Said silver tongue couldn't get she out of this one, so she sat you down. Louie, baby, we already lost your sister, don't give me another reason to cry. Funny thing is, I'm pretty sure we all knew it wouldn't be the last time, yeah. But try not to forget what she told you, there's gotta be a better way. If you think it's the right thing, sometimes that's a chance you gotta take. Sometimes that's a chance you gotta catching all of the runoff from the streets and knocking me down. Got me another one while you're on the inside, don't forget to come back out. Tell her high water, I'ma tell you one thing, I'm having my doubts, yeah. Baby, if I'm being honest, there's gotta be a better way. If you think it's the right thing, sometimes there's a chance you gotta take. Sometimes there's a chance you gotta take. Sometimes there's a chance you gotta take. Sometimes there's a chance you gotta take.
Right.
Cool.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
You know, when you're writing a concept album, do you end up working on it? Like you said, you started with one song and it was kind of the full idea in that.
Yeah.
And then you went from there. After that, does the story start take shape? Like, do you do the songs like in order, or does it come together afterwards? Or
I did a lot of a lot of like pre-planning.
Okay.
So I wrote a list of songs that I wanted, like subjects that I wanted to touch on.
Okay, cool.
And so that was kind of nice because I could start something, or I had something in mind again to, you know, I knew what I wanted to say. I had to, excuse me, figure out how to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And was there ever like an aha moment, like where all of a sudden the story was like, bam, it really came together and it...
Honestly, it was with that first one.
Okay.
It just kind of happened and I realized like there's more here and I'm going to try to mine for what I can.
Right.
Just that, you know, once that first song was finished, it just was like, that was sort of the aha moment, like, oh, I can do more here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So right from the get-go, pretty
kind of
much,
right from the get,
Yeah. Nice.
It took a long time to finish, but, you know, I got there eventually.
How long did it take you to write it all?
To write it all? I mean, it was probably written over a year and a half.
Okay.
But, you know, intermittently here and there. Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get into some more music?
Let's do it.
Yeah, what else you got?
I'll play a song called Struggle for you.
Okay.
Having dreams about a better life, but I'm awake before the morning sun. She mumbles something as I get out of bed. She said, I'm tired of being on the run. Two more days until the weekend comes. When you work a couple jobs, you know it don't mean much. shop. They've been planning out their nights. Yeah, they're living for the setting sun. Me and Dallas, we've been working side by side for at least about a couple months. He's always going on about his girl. He said, Johnny, she's an angel. I'm a giver. I'm gonna give her the world. You got the ways to make me realize. We've been working so hard, but it's so damn hard to find. Only peace you can find is when you go to sleep at night. Struggle, I hope you never know. 'Cause the struggle starts getting to you. Be you. Whistle blows on Friday and I'm headed to the city, working weekends at the Easy Cab. Somebody told me about a fair shaking life. I'm just trying to get to where it's at. David Louie said he's got a plan. He can get us out of here. Just gotta follow. Just gotta follow him.
Love it.
Thanks, man.
Love it, man. Thanks, you got a great, like I said, you got a great sound, you know.
Thanks,
great sound, great voice, you know.
Appreciate it, yeah.
It sounds like some really cool influences coming in there, you know.
Thanks, yeah.
Where did you end up recording the album?
We recorded in Minneapolis in St. Paul.
Okay.
A studio called The Library in Northeast, kind of right around the corner from where I live. It's nice.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then we did some work at a place called Summer Winter in St. Paul as well.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Did you, like, when you do something like this, did you record it all live, or did you kind of track things out? How
it was
did
a
that
little,
go?
A little combination of both. We tried to do as much live as we could, but we definitely did overdubs. And,
right.
Brought some stuff in.
Do the songs ever, like, evolve in the studio, or did they change and kind of grow? Or?
Definitely, yeah. The one, The last song on the record, in fact, we had not ever played
before. Oh, really?
I think those guys had heard the song, mm-hmm. but just like an acoustic demo sort
right.
of thing. And I had an idea of how I wanted it to go. And we played it once, and it just wasn't quite clicking. And we kind of took a break and went back in and just kind of nailed it. Next try, it was pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Happy surprises in the studio.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. And then where can people find out more about your the record's available on Spotify, iTunes,
yep.
stuff like that, right?
Stuff, yep.
All your records. And this is what, your second
solo?
And
second then full length.
Full
yep.
length. And,
yep.
then you've got an album with the Red Daughters Band that came out in 2016.
EP.
So all that stuff's on all the different platforms out there.
Band
okay.
Camp.
Where can people find out about your shows and stuff like that?
Shows, honestly, the social media is the best. It's just the okay. easiest for because it's just me running the show. So
right.
like, all comes right from
my phone. Okay.
So, but either there or the website, the samcassidymusic.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Well, I encourage everyone to pick up Running Blind. It's a great album.
Thanks.
And check out where Sam's playing next, because he's great, and we'd love to have him back sometime.
Yeah,
so.
Happy to be.
Yeah, cool. You got one more song to maybe
sure.
play us out?
Let's do it. I'll play Choice You Make.
Okay, sounds good.
I've been walking out on my beat, know all the places that crowd these streets. Like to think that we're all born good, but I seen some things these days, you know, are shaking my faith. Ooh, when you come from where I'm from, it's a choice you make. Ooh, don't ever let them tell you it's all the same. Ooh, gotta try to rise above it. I know, I know, I know, I know it's all gonna change if you let it now. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it. Don't you dare forget it. Change if you let it now. The action out here has been so tame, but I knew that it had to end. Cause there's a darkness that's creeping in, and I know, I know, I know, I know it's all gonna change if you let it now. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it, don't you dare forget it. Change if you let it now. It was a regular night, a call that came through the wire. It was a robbery, two bodies found at the scene. Over the next couple days, everything ran out of phase. I saw some things, man, you know, that a girl shouldn't see. Come from where I'm from, it's a choice you made. Ooh, don't ever let them tell you it's all the same. Ooh, gotta try to rise above it. I know, I know, I know, I know it's all, yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know it's all gonna change if you let it now. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it, don't you dare forget it. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it now. Change if you let it, don't you dare forget it. Change if you let it now.
Thanks again to Sam Cassidy for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. To stream this episode or any other episode of the live feed, visit kqal.org and select the media tab. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Find podcasts of the live feed and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.